I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is tomorrow, November 5. But in order to pray for our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters, we have to get to know them and their stories. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
I think one of the things we need to do, though, is to know the names, if we can, and find out through ministries like Voice of the Martyrs Canada, U.S., Open Doors, find out the names and pray for them. And in many cases, we may be led to write letters to the people that are suffering.
You can also pray for specific countries where believers are suffering. Going through Open Doors World Watch List is a helpful prayer guide. And there are more country profiles and testimonies at VOM Canada's website. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Pakistan has again pledged itself to fight against terrorism after a recent visit from the U.S. Secretary of State, but it's not a pledge Pakistanis or the U.S. seems to believe will happen. The U.S. has even threatened to withdraw aid if Pakistan doesn't cooperate. FMI's Bruce Allen shares why.
I just received a list of the names of dozens of political leaders who have aided and abetted terrorists in recent months and years, and they're still holding office. So you get this thing where they say one thing, they can legitimately point to success stories in their counterterrorism efforts. It's a double-speak mentality.
Despite the threat of terror, though, FMI is seeking Pakistani youths, One for Christ, the same people terrorists target for recruitment. For more in-depth action and prayer points, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dying That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.